Okay, good evening, everyone. At this time, we're going to administer the oath to the newly elected board members.
Okay, so you can raise your right hand. And I state your name.
I, Alex Brennan.
Do solemnly swear that I will support
the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duty of board trustee according to the best of my ability.
Okay, and then sign these. Yeah, you can steal mine.
Sure.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Your turn.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, congratulations. Okay, and Lewis? Okay, so you're going to raise your right hand and say, I.
I, Lewis Hardisky, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and I will faithfully discharge the duties of student board member according to the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Okay, and now at this time, we would like to have a temporary chairperson step forward. Okay, Laura.
So we will call for nominations for board president.
I nominate Laura Slattery.
Okay, I need a second.
I second.
Dorothy is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay.
Are there any other nominations?
Sorry, Alex.
That's okay.
Any other nominations?
Okay. So nominations are closed, and they took... You took the vote, so...
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Okay, congratulations. So.
Thank you.
So now, Laura, you can continue for the vice president.
Okay, I call for...
Oh, I'm sorry, Laura, I have to swear you in.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Any other nominations? Got it.
Okay, so this is... I, Laura Slattery,
do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of board president according to the best of my ability. Thank you. I now call for nominations for the Vice President of the Board of Education. Jim?
Yeah, I would like to nominate Sarah Wadowa for Vice President.
Okay.
Sarah has been a member of the school board for 3 years. She's won re-election just recently. Got the most votes out of 13 candidates, which is a pretty good thing to do. She's been a board representative on the Wellness Policy, Legislative, Budget, and Curriculum Committees. She's a student-first board member and has been an untiring advocate for our children, teachers, and public schools. She's been invited to speak at the National Education Conferences. Her efforts are mentioned in educational advocacy books, and she has a chapter published in the book. That's called Resisting Reform, Reclaiming Public Education Through Grassroots Activism. Her advocacy makes her well-versed in educational policy, and she'd make a great vice president of SACHM Board of Education.
Okay, a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Alex seconded. Any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Dorothy Roberts.
Okay, any other seconds for that?
I'll second that.
Okay, seconded by Larry Collins. So first we'll call votes for Sarah Wadawa. All in favor? Sarah, Alex, and Jim Kiernan. Okay, now for Dorothy Roberts. All in favor? Larry, Meredith, myself, and Dorothy. Okay, there is not a majority for either one, Mr. Clayton.
So the impact of the failure to obtain a majority in essence means that the motion doesn't pass. The officer, which in this case, as I understand to be Ms. Roberts from the last time, would hold over until the next time, at which point the board would have the requisite number, I think, to be able to arrive at a majority one way or the other. So, you know, the net effect is that the office holds over until the next meeting, and you'd put the nomination up before the full board when you're fully constituted, and you'll come to a final decision.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Yes, Jim?
On the question, if somebody comes late, could we revote then?
Yeah, I suppose that you could make a motion to, you know, renew the election at that point, and if there's a majority of the board to put it back on, then you can put it up.
Okay. Thank you. Number four, appointment of officers. May I please have a motion? Meredith, second. Sarah, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Laura, do you want to do the oath for those?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Do you want to read that one?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did we?
Four A. Okay. 4B, District Treasurer. Motion. Meredith, second. Sarah, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Okay. I believe yes. Cynthia's here.
For C, Deputy Treasurer, may I please have a motion? Alex, second. Sarah, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Okay, Ms. Sager.
I
Okay. Number five, other appointments, consent agenda for A through R. May I please have a motion? Jim, second. Dorothy? Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you.
I don't like the pages on them.
Okay, number six, authorization, consent agenda, A through D. May I please have a motion? Larry, second. Meredith? Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Number seven, designations, consent agenda, A through B. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Larry, any questions?
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question about the cell phones. Just let me get there and I'll... Letter O. Did you say B? I thought you said T.
A through B, seven?
Seven.
Seven.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
First night, I got you.
Yes, I know. It's confusing. A through B. So I had a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. So we're now on eight, bonding of personnel. May I please have a motion? Meredith, second. Larry, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We are now on number nine, policies and committees, consent agenda, A through T. May I please have a motion? Meredith, second. Larry, any questions?
I do have a question.
Okay.
I have a question about letter O, approval for district cell phones and air cards.
Okay.
Nothing personal against the people that are on that list. That has nothing to do with the question, but I just find it to be a luxury that the school district and the taxpayers are paying for cell phones. Is there a reason why that we are? I don't want to put you on a spot because I know you're on the list. But.
No. I mean, I'm going to toss it over to Mr. O'Keefe to explain the ins and outs of it. But these are individuals largely who have cell phones who are essentially on call 24/7. So I think that that's a large part of it. And then I'll pass it over to Mr. O'Keefe, and he could explain the details of how it works.
Yeah, well, that and also you also have individuals that have air cards. A number of the maintenance mechanics have laptops that run the Medisys system, which is the building management systems. They're mobile, so obviously they're not connected to Wi-Fi or the Internet in their vehicles. So those air cards provide them the ability to log into the systems when they pull up to a building to see what's wrong with the building when they get there. Each of those employees that has de minimis personal use also has to provide payment to the district at the start of each school year. So it's not completely without charge to the employee.
Is it a separate device, or are they using their own and getting a stipend back?
No, it's a district-owned device.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and now I know, Mr. Kiernan, you had sent an email regarding the board committees, so I think we can bring that up for at least the start of discussion since they're on the agenda. I know one of the things that you were concerned about is having committee community involvement in our committee. You're not sure that was the right forum, so I was wondering if you wanted to discuss that.
Actually, I was actually going to mention that as a future agenda item. To be honest with you, I didn't come prepared to discuss that issue today. But just that letter I just sent as kind of an opening that I think the board needs to kind of take another hard look at the committee structure and, you know, purpose, structure, and other things that
I'm not
concerned.
Disagreeing, so I didn't know if you wanted that.
No, but I'm happy that you brought it up, but I would rather it go to a future agenda item so we could have more. I know the superintendent's also doing a little research involved in committees as well.
Right, but for now, we are appointing community members to our board.
Yeah,
committees.
And I don't think that's a problem.
Okay, no. So is everybody else in agreement with that we can have community members on our board committees?
Yes.
Wait, I'm not confused, but so is there talk that we want to change that, or we're just keeping community members on me.
Well, for now, we're keeping community members.
Let me just explain. There was never any intent to keep community members from committees. I don't remember how that thing was written, but the idea is to restructure them and to maybe get more board control over committees, not to exclude the public from joining committees at all.
It says, with respect to community involvement in our district, committee membership is not the forum for community members.
Yeah, but there's a whole thing in front of that as to why I'm saying community activity could come in many different ways other than committees. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be on committees. I'm just saying committees shouldn't be the sole area of participation by community members.
No, and it's not, because we have board members that are assigned to our committees, and that's how it's been running. But like you said, we can bring it up as a future agenda item. But for now, we're going to continue to accept applications.
Absolutely.
For community members.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. And we're now... Okay. Yeah, we need page numbers.
Yeah. So I think we're at 10.
Number 10.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Got it. So now we will move on to our regular meeting, and I will turn it over to Dr. Graham for the superintendent update.
Thank you, Ms. Slattery. Congratulations to our new board members. Congratulations to our student board member and certainly officers of the board. And welcome everybody to our first meeting of the 19-20 school year. A lot of you who are following along see that the agenda is a little different, and that's been we're using a different product now. It's called Board Docs, and it's, if you look and seek information out there, we've had the luxury now of messing around with this for a little while. And so for many of you, this is your first entry point into Board Docs, and we certainly want it to continue to be user-friendly. So these are things, you know, if you have suggestions, I'd be open to hearing them. But there are certainly things that we're going to continue to tweak for public consumption of the agenda. So that's where there may be a bit of fumbling in terms of the agenda. It's just new for everybody. I want to just... talk about the graduation and moving up ceremonies that occurred last week. I don't know if any of you had the opportunity to be at the moving ups or the graduations, but the graduations, even though they were very hot days, they wound up being beautiful evenings and tremendous celebrations of the 13 years of the students here in Sachem School District. So it was just a really nice event, and if you haven't been to a high school commencement, I strongly urge you to get one. Even if you don't have a senior, it's a celebration of everything that is taking place here in the school district. Finally, I wanted to just mention that there is construction taking place throughout the entire district at this point. If you drove behind us here, the bus yard is being ripped up. There's a number of projects going in at many of the schools. The security vestibules are being constructed at the schools. So you'll notice that the buildings are going to be very busy throughout the entire summer. And so while a lot of people will ask us up here, oh, do you get some downtime? This is not necessarily the downtime. We're really humming at this point and hopefully getting our schools ready for the return of our students and staff in the fall. So enjoy the summer, and we're going to continue to address those issues, and hopefully everybody comes back to some pleasant surprises. Thank you, Ms. Lennery.
Pain number 12, approval of the minutes. May I please have a motion? Meredith, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Allison, are there any visitors? Okay. Number 14. Oh. Oh, okay.
Is it okay, Ms. Slattery?
What is... Oh, you have to sign in.
I tried. He said it wasn't necessary.
Okay. So because you're not something on the agenda, you're going to go at the end of the visitor section. So I will call you up then. Okay, number 14, business items, consent agenda A through F. May I please have a motion? Jim, second. Alex, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Number 15, personnel, K consent agenda, A through S. May I please have a motion? Larry, second. Meredith, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
No, can I just...
Yes.
Do you have that, Ms. Florio? Okay. I just wanted to take a moment. We do have a number of teachers here who were appointed to a variety of capacities. And if you don't mind, if we have new teachers who are being appointed here this evening, if you don't mind standing at this time. And we certainly welcome you all to the district. One of the great parts of my job is that as our teacher candidates proceed through the hiring process, I get the opportunity to meet with the majority of them. And I apologize if there are a couple of you here who I didn't meet with. It was probably because I was in another meeting or something when Ms. Capel Eden was moving them over to my office. But regardless, I do trust the process that we have and the people who are making those decisions tremendously. And I know if you made it through that process, that you've made it through an incredibly rigorous process. And you should be commended for that effort. And we look forward to standing here in a couple years' time, perhaps talking about your tenure to our district. It's a great responsibility. This community loves the children in this community tremendously. And we know that you're going to do right by them throughout the course of your career. So congratulations.
Okay, now on to number 16, Personnel Support Staff, Consent Agenda for items A through F. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Larry, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
I don't know if we have any of those staff who are being appointed this evening from that group of people. Do we have anybody here? Okay, I didn't want to not recognize them as well. Congratulations.
Number 17, Personnel Administrators, Consent Agenda, A through B. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Alex, any questions? All in favor?
Can I just say something real fast?
Yes.
I'd just like to congratulate Matt on a personal note. He's a Sachem alumni from the class of 2001. He went out and worked in a different school district, and now that he's back, it's nice to have a familiar face for the kids to somebody who's been through it like everybody else has.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Yeah, and I just wanted to again echo the sentiments of Mr. Piccirillo and welcome Matt. Matt, if you don't mind standing. Matt is going to be an assistant principal at East next year. Again, a rigorous hiring process and selection process. Had to sit at the table with the entire cabinet for the final round. And throughout the entire interview process, Matt demonstrated why he's here this evening. And as Alex mentioned, Mr. Piccirillo mentioned, a Sachem alum. So congratulations, Matt, and welcome aboard.
Congratulations. Number 18, Contracts, Consent Agenda, A through P. May I please have a motion? Meredith, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Number 19, Donations, Consent Agenda, A through B. May I please have a motion? Dorothy, second. Meredith, any questions? All in favor? Motion is carried.
Ms. Slattery, I don't know. I did see somebody here in a Boy Scout uniform. I'm not sure if that was Cooper. Is it? Yeah. So Cooper's here, who's donating the materials and the time and the construction for the outside garden at Hiawatha. So thank you, Cooper.
Thank you. Number 20, Committee on Special Education, Consent Agenda A through B. May I please have a motion? Meredith, second. Larry, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Number 21, monthly reports, Board of Education subcommittees. No. No, he's not. I think it's going to be for next board meeting. So, Allison, the one community member will be on next meeting's agenda. Okay. In closing, I think there is a visitor. So, Mr. Troiano?
No.
If you want to come up, you can sit at the chair here. And you just have to hit the green light. And you can introduce.
I talk loud enough.
Okay. And
thank you,
could
Madam
just.
President.
You're welcome.
Good evening. My name is Robert Triano. I'm a resident of Sachem. I'm a father. My children went through the system. And I'm here because we have a problem in this district. And it's a serious one. Whether you want to address it or not, I'm here to address it. And no offense to you, Madam President. I was talking to you about nutrition. Please give me a minute. I can't find it. It was a math card, prayer card. We have the situation of opiates in this district. I know nobody likes to talk about it. I lost my son to it. I had no skin in the game here. I could go retire to my farm upstate, pay $600 a year in taxes, and give away my $1,100 a month in taxes. We lost a boy the other day that graduated from here. You all probably have heard. I'm sure you all went to his funeral. I'm sure you didn't, Mrs. Slattery. Okay. Unfortunately, that boy had everything going for him. And whatever reason made him choose to do what he did, he did. He had everything going for him. He was a superstar here in football. Had a full ride to Cortland. And for whatever reason, he gave it up.
So, Mr. Troiano, I was at the wake, as I was for your son, as I was for the other boys that we've lost. I have had the conversation with Dr. Graham.
All right.
And what, you can...
Mrs. Slattery.
Go ahead.
I've come to a blunt fact that we cannot reach the older kids. We have a school budget that is equal to the gross national product of some countries, by the way. Okay? And I don't want to use the words General Mao or Adolf Hitler or anybody like that. I'm going to use the words of Jesus Christ. Let the little children come to me. If we do not do something to start at the elementary level, whether we start breakfast early and extend the day longer and look for the signs. I'm going to tell you this. I'm an American Legion member. I'm a Knights of Columbus member. I served my country proud. I cannot get through to the older kids. They've already made their choices. 8 out of 10 of those kids will be dead. But if we go to the elementary level and we institute some kind of program, whether it be breakfast for all, after school, we all have these things. We stay on top of these kids. What we plant today won't be reaped for 20 years from now. I'll probably be gone. You all have an obligation to educate these children under the Constitution of New York State. And I'm going to ask you to form an exploratory committee, whatever, to come up with something where we direct our resources at the younger children, full force. And I'm very sorry to say this, and I really mean this. I cannot get through to the older kids. They've already made their choice. But if we use our resources and get to the elementary level and stay on them, and then the middle school level, and then when we became high school students, use the high school students as counselors and so forth and so on, it will be, as your Sachem family says. Now, what I'm going to suggest, do we have counsel here? A lawyer?
Right there, Mr. Chris Clayton.
How you doing, sir? I'm sure you've been following the Oklahoma situation with them suing the drug companies. I'm going to request that Sachem School District sues those pharmaceutical companies, and being the first school district in the country to do it, and recoup what they started and what we have left to mop up. And I cannot go at you with all battles and this and that. I really have no skin in this game except that I care. And I don't know how to make you people care either. But we have to do something. And it has to start with the younger kids. We're going to have to forget about that older generation. Because they're not, once they've done it, they're done. 2 out of 10 will survive. 8 children will die. And if we don't get to the elementary level and put our resources into that, we're going to have another lost generation. It's just going to be a continual problem. I can't fight the drug dealers, but I can donate my time, whatever I have. But it has to start there. And I'm asking you guys, as a gentleman, as a father, as a concerned citizen, it's not an easy topic to discuss, but it has to be addressed. And you were all elected for a reason.
Bobby, I promise you, okay?
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
Okay.
So, what I'm asking is, please, I'm going to come back to the next meeting, and please don't blow smoke up my...
I promise you I won't. You know me better than that.
I know that, Laura. Excuse me, Madam President.
No. You can call me Laura.
I promise. I really... Lawyer? Excuse me, what's his name? I'm sorry.
Mr. Clayton.
I really want you to explore this, please. I know other states are doing this, but I want you to be the first school district in the country to do it. Make a stand. And don't wait for the state to do it, because they'll just chop up the funds this way or that way. You make a stand, there'll be a class action suit, and all the other school districts will follow. And believe me, nothing hurts more than pain. And at some point, 20 years down the road, we're going to have a new generation of kids that know better. It's my obligation to save those kids. And I want to make something... my son's life, that it wasn't a waste. So I'm asking you, please, let's try to do something here. I mean, like, put an all-out effort, asses and elbows, get down into the dirt, and just face the problem at hand. We start with the elementary kids and move on from there. We got no time to waste our resources on the kids that are already junkies. It's the younger kids that haven't touched it yet that we have to get through to. In the VA, they look at 5 signs of people when you go in to talk to them. One is homelessness, hunger. They look in your face, and they have to look for 5 things. Well, at the elementary level, those 5 things still exist, by the way, as a veteran has. Homelessness, hunger, inattentiveness, home problems. We must get through to the younger kids, and I'm going to ask you to please. I don't even know who this prevention company is. We just agreed to on a contract, but we've got to do more. And I'm very sorry to be the Debbie Downer here. I'll be back next month, and please, please, exploratory committee, something. You are already doing something, but it's
Bobby,
not enough.
I promise, and I'll call you, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, and have a nice 4th of July.
Thank you. We're very sorry for your loss, Bob. All right. Future agenda items. Jim?
As I said earlier, maybe we could get a committee discussion, perhaps before school starts, maybe the next agenda or the one after that.